Yeah.
You know what the key to organization is?
No.
Organizing yourself.
Ooh, I like it. It's one of the Instagram Motivational Monday joints. Motivation gets you going. Be more motivated. Yeah.
What are the chances that one of us becomes an Instagram star by the end of the year?
Slim to none, I think.
Slim to none.
I mean, unless you got some fucking outrageous behavior coming.
Yeah.
That you also document. You can't just do outrageous shit. You have to take pictures of it, too. By the way. And I just hear a slight buzzer. Just trying to figure out what it is. All right.
Maybe,
I don't know.
Maybe it's in the background, the soundscape.
Yeah. Maybe.
Was this, is this a children's playground next to a beach?
No, this is called Hot Beach.
Hot Beach.
Yeah, a lot of people on this beach, I guess. Yeah, see, families at least.
I wonder what cold beach would sound like.
Mm-hmm. I think they mean hot as more of a popping, cracking. Oh. There's a cracking ass beach.
It doesn't sound like a cracking beach to me.
This beach is bracken.
Yeah, did you hear that? Like, it's like a terrorism warning in Mexico, so kids can't go to Cancun anymore. Like, Cancun's been overrun by cartels.
Terrorists?
Yeah. It's the cartels ran up into a resort in Cancun and killed like 8 people or something.
Okay. Well, I don't know. It happens.
Yeah. Yeah. Man.
Have you seen when like Kanye going through all this weird shit?
Yeah, you know what? I have seen it. I don't know like all of it in detail because there's so much like secondary news out there that like I haven't got to the core of it yet. Like,
no, it's really not complicated. Is he popped back up?
Right. I read all the tweets. Yeah.
Yeah, and all it's just the tweets, just him wilding out. Like clearly seeing these YouTube conspiracy videos or like going on Facebook or something and just repeating shit, just being really weird about it. But the funny part is all his celebrity friends. Like, calling him on it.
Yeah. Who have you seen call him on it?
Well, so far, there's been John Legend.
Who's done that before? Like, the first time Kanye met with Trump, John Legend was... Yeah.
But then what's fucking hilarious is that he made, like, a public statement. Did he? Yeah, I think he did. But anyway, Kanye ended up tweeting out screenshots of text messages John Legend sent him. Like super hilarious.
Yeah, I bet John Legend sent some fucking hilarious text messages.
No, it was just like it was him literally just fucking trying to explain shit to him.
Oh, like trying to explain why Kanye
is
wrong.
Why you're being wrong about this, basically. And then him and T.I. made a fucking song where they go back and forth where it's Kanye fucking saying all these new things he's thinking and T.I. responding to them.
In rap?
Yeah. Like bar for bar, like back and forth. It's hilarious.
Yo, what's the opposite of a bomb? Like, you know, Flex drops bombs on something?
Yeah.
Okay, right now in post-production, this is what you got to do. You got to figure out what the opposite of a bomb is and then drop it right now.
Cancun.
Yeah, nothing has ever appealed to me about going to Cancun or like spring break in general. Maybe Mardi Gras. Maybe Mardi Gras, but not.
Well, those are different things.
Well, spring break, right? It's around the same time?
No, I don't think so. Is it? Well, I mean, there's no relation, if anything.
Oh, no. But like Mardi Gras is in February.
Yeah.
Spring break's in like March, isn't it? Somewhere around there.
Mardi Gras is the same as like Brazilian carnival and the West Indian carnivals.
Okay.
It's all like a religious thing. I forget what it is.
So at some point, like, it stopped becoming local, like a local cultural event, and it started becoming like an excuse for girls to flash their titties. Like, when did
it was never local. That's what I mean. It's in like a lot of places. It's a slave thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, definitely. It's in all the places you find black people.
Huh.
I don't know the actual history behind it, though. Pretty sure it's like a Catholic thing. I don't know, though.
To me, just like it's just debauchery. Like, Mardi Gras has always been associated with me, like, with like debauchery. And, like,
yeah, well, that's because in like, yeah, in New Orleans, it's just a drinking holiday for a bunch of out of towners to show up.
Yeah.
Fucking sexually harass ladies, maybe see some titties.
Jesus.
Maybe fuck out on the street.
What do you think?
But especially getting wasted.
Yeah. Man.
Maybe what's... get arrested.
For sure, get arrested.
Yeah, no, it's gross. It's a gross song.
Oh, man. I want to hear that so badly.
Yeah, no, it's hilarious, too.
But, okay, so this is Kanye's whole deal, right? It's that he's speaking out. First of all, I was hanging out with Lowe's the other day. Shout out to Lowe's. And he was talking about the Kanye tweets. And he was saying, like, listen, the stuff that has nothing to do with, like, politics... Basically, if I were to say this, I would say the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Like what he was saying about, like, I guess, creative control and like these.
I don't remember anything, but like his whole thing seems to be about free thought.
Free thought. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, totally. Like your thoughts are valuable and your thoughts. But I mean, can you argue that? I mean, even if it's fucking Hitler that has the freedom of thought, can you argue that the fact that, you know, people are entitled to their freedom of thought?
Well, I mean, you literally can't police thought, so it's not, I don't even think it's a question. Like, what are we saying? I'm thinking something right now. You don't know what the fuck it is.
Totally. But you also, on that same token, like, I mean, other people are allowed to, like, hate you, hate your guts for it. Like, you know what I mean?
Like, you mean like freedom of speech, the idea of like you could say what you feel about whatever.
Mm.
You can give your opinion on anything.
Well, in Kanye West's case, it's like one and the same. Like Kanye West rarely thinks something that he doesn't speak.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Like, well, I mean, no, I don't agree with that.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think anyone should get to say whatever the fuck they want.
So you think, I don't agree with that either. But you think Kanye polices his own thoughts?
Oh, no, of course not. No.
So for
him, he takes pride in the fact that he doesn't.
Yeah, so for him, freedom of speech and freedom of thought is kind of like the same fucking thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know either way.
So what else? Like, how close did he get to saying Trump's the best president of all time?
No, it's like deeper, man. He's turning fucking weird. The most recent thing was him on TMZ in the studio saying that, hey, these people were enslaved for 400 years. How are you enslaved for 400 years? That's your fault.
What?
Yeah, exactly. He's losing his shit, man.
But he's saying these people in reference to who?
To black people.
That is so fucked up.
Like, what are we talking about?
These people?
Yeah, freedom of thought.
So, yo, what's the closest you've ever been to some, like, real bro shit like that?
I don't know.
Like, broed out. Like, when's the last time you broed out?
I don't think I've ever fully broed out, to be honest with you.
Me and you have probably broed out at one point. Like,
I don't know. Have we, though?
But not me and you, like, just, like, if it, like, it was just us hanging out.
Yeah.
But, like, among other peoples, we probably fucking broed out pretty hard. Like, we were in a band, right?
Yeah.
Being in a band, you, like, it's kind of... It's broing out without being, like, the uncool broing out, you know?
Well, I mean, I do admit that I've had some years of doing a lot of drinking and going with the flow, so I've probably broed out.
That's what...
I've probably been wasted, though, and I don't remember it.
So. That's funny. That's a big fucking... bro out move is getting wasted with the bros. Mm-hmm. It's probably top of the list of broing out.
What do bros respect more than getting fucking wasted?
You know what I'll say? Talk about pussy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, I couldn't do that though.
No, I know. We've never really been like talking about pussy types.
It's just, you know? I don't know. I get uncomfortable.
He also, the only thing I saw about TMZ is that I was trying to figure out the terminology for this. You help me with this. It's like, you know, you give someone witness. What's it like to, like, you...
A bear witness?
You bear witness. But for someone to bear witness in, like, a sense of a meeting.
Well, I mean, like, what context?
In the context that Harvey Levin was invited to West's, like, meeting with, like, his A&R, and he was able to witness the proceedings or whatever. But he gave him a personal invitation.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I mean? Which kind of tipped his hat a little bit, you know, towards the fact that, like, he's looking for publicity right now, you know?
He's on the promo tour right now.
Yeah, so, I mean, the last thing that, you know, kind of was put out there that, like, was publicized really well is Tekashi 6ix9ine, right? With, like, his image.
Yeah, well, it's like we were talking about.
Right.
It's shock. It doesn't matter what it is. It's just shock is all they want.
But, so what happens if Kanye is doing the exact same thing, only he's doing it to the, like...
Yeah, I don't know. That's fine, but I don't find merit in shock publicity anyway. So, you know, no. I treat it the same way I think of all of it. It's like, it's lame.
No, me neither.
It's lame, and in this particular case, it's like kind of irresponsible even, you know what
totally
I mean?
Irresponsible. But you know who's up to, like, the top of the food chain that does this is political slander ads.
Yeah.
That's the lowest of the low, and it's at the top of the food chain. These people are just, you know, like, publicizing off of controversy, you know? Yeah. Yeah, no, it's getting weird. I didn't know he did any of that, though. I'm just, I haven't been able to get to the core of it because it's all the secondary information that's out there.
Well, I mean, I don't know all of it because I'm really not that interested. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess if I haven't got there either, I'm not that interested either. If I haven't really investigated it.
Yeah, I mean, how long has, like, today the Kanye four-word review came out, like, just coincidentally, the Yeezus one.
Yeah, yeah.
And I saw that. That was 2013. Like, he's been, like, kind of a mess for at least 5 years now.
You think it's drugs?
It was drugs at one point. I don't know what it is now. But there's definitely some, like, cocaine involved in that.
You think it, like, because there's no evidence that it points, like, obviously, like, his money is, like, he's got cocaine money, you know?
One thing that fucking did come out, actually, is he called Ebro from, like, Hot 97.
I love him.
And he admitted, he was like, look, when I was in rehab for opiate addiction, no one came and saw me. And that was the first time there was at least...
Or the opiate addiction.
Yeah, yeah. At that point.
A lot of girls actually, when I have, like, the girlfriends throughout the years, like, me explaining to them, like, listen, like, I don't really talk about, you know, like, my sex life with my friends. Like, you know what I mean? I'm not going to tell my friends the shit that we do behind closed doors.
Yeah.
Like, they don't believe me. Like, for the most part, they do it, like, yeah, right. Because they go and tell their girls, like, the... same thing, but
I think that's the little secret that no one talks about is it's actually the women talking about this shit.
Totally. It's just like the guys are jealous over their girls, or like usually the guys who are gonna cheat, like, anyways, you know, kind of like projecting their shit.
Yeah,
like I feel like it's the same thing, like, but like, not like at any point in my life have I fucking felt like it was necessary for me to, like, be in a relationship to go to my circle of friends and, like, share my sexual details with.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's like a bro thing to do. That's like a...
I mean, I have shared sexual details, but only when it's been something like super fucking weird or like...
But the weird part probably...
Crazy.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
Like, but, oh, this is a story. Unfortunately, it has to do with fucking sex, but like, I gotta tell this fucking story.
Sex isn't the sub... Like, sex is just like...
Exactly.
Yeah, my years playing on sports teams, I've definitely seen some real bro-y shit. Like,
well, I mean, what are we saying? What's bro-y shit? I want to figure out if I've done bro-y shit.
I think bro-y shit it's like a like. See, because I never felt like I was that dude. Like, I've never felt like I was like the like. Usually on sports teams, like I would not be the most masculine, testosterone-driven dude in the room, right?
Yeah.
So I'd be probably more like the person that like would be either observing this shit or be kind of implicated by circumstance. So I remember one dude, like, or a couple guys on like sports teams, you know, like start having a conversation with you, and the whole point of the conversation is kind of like, yeah, nobody else would really understand, you know, this is something that like,
yeah.
You know, because we're bros, like we'll share this, yeah, like, yeah. You know, but anybody else, you know, they don't.
We're a circle of kings.
Yeah, exactly. That's like how. So that to me is like the epitome of like anything that involves like is, falls under that tent. You know, of like no one understands us.
Yeah, yeah. Clubhouse shit.
Clubhouse shit. But you know what that strikes me eerily close to?
Ooh. One of the lights went out.
That's awesome. Is white supremacists and racists.
Yeah, yeah.
White privilege. I believe that. It's like, kind of like these guys behind closed doors, like nobody really understands. But it's like, so like that. It's very, very close to that. I find.
Yeah, there's a definite clubhouse mentality going on. It's like us versus them. You know what I mean? Mm. It always comes down to us versus them. Whatever them is.
Yeah, and whatever us is, too.
Us is white people, usually.
You know what I think it was? Because I've thought about this before. I didn't think it was cocaine. I think it's like hypnotics, like benzos.
Yeah, yeah.
Like shit like that. Like from my experience with those, like what happens is that you like, you literally do shit and then you forget it. Like anything happened. Like,
yeah.
Forget.
I didn't hear anything.
Oh, you forget anything happened.
Yeah.
So, like, stuff like his rant that he did, like, at when he fucking went up against, like, Jay-Z and Beyonce in the amphitheater or whatever. That sounds like he was just literally, like, not even in the building.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, Kanye West wasn't even there.
The thing that makes me think cocaine is just because it all seems like it comes from this weird insecurity.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's like, just, like... That's a cocaine byproduct right there.
But, I mean, he wasn't on cocaine when he was at Rockefeller, you know, standing on top of tables, fucking, you know.
No, definitely not.
So you know what I mean? So it could very well be cocaine, though, because, I mean, if he wants to be that same person that has the natural confidence to go and stand on tables and try and impress Beanie Siegel, you know what I mean, and he loses that at some point, you're going to need to make up with that, make up for that, you know. Whatever drove him to do that. So
yeah, yeah.
Plus competing with his own sense of greatness and shit like that. And yeah, it might be.
I mean, it's kind of stupid for us to even not think it's probably both.
You know, probably,
it's,
yeah, I know.
It's both. Love, girl, cause I ain't got nothing left for you. Plus you miserable, misery love company. Shit, I'm living comfortably. Don't need no nigga hunting me down for fucking rap with his kitty. Talk to him before my brother put a spark through him. Won't be pretty. The situation got my whole attitude shitty and got you acting how to diddy with your slut committee. Love this song, know, so go
find
this one? Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a classic.
Classic. Math has got two. This is like, he's got one and two as far as like, this might be one in my opinion.
As far as like, what, lady rap songs?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you heard him tell a story about him writing, All I Need?
No, no.
Oh, it's fucking brought a tear to my eye, man. He's talking about being, I guess, on the road and like missing his girl and like just like writing it in the studio. It was like, I'm so happy that that song was written like that. You know, it wasn't like it, like a, you know, like the A&R, like, was it?
Okay, yeah.
D-Dot asked me to, like, not D-Dot, who's working? RZA asked me to, like, do, like, a chick song or whatever.
Hey, have you ever wondered what a laser on the right actually is? Have you ever struggled over what an adverb is? Do you wish you could discover which Sex in the City partner you most resemble? These questions and more have already been answered. Go to patreon.com/lasersontheride to learn more. That's patreon.com/lasersontheride.
Have you ever been going through, like, girl problems and, like, decidedly consoled yourself with music that is about that?
Oh, shit.
Like, I had an ex-girlfriend that, like, whenever I get into a fight with her, like, I'd leave the house, like, and then come back, like, you know, just, like cool off, and then I'd come back, and she'd be there, like, crying and, like, doing her nails, but, like, listening to, like, Tank and Tyrese and shit, like... Not Tyrese, but like Tank and like fucking the B squad of like 90s. You know, the guys who had one hot, you know, like let me make you feel better when your boyfriend's an asshole song. You know?
Yeah.
So yeah, have you ever, you never?
No, I don't think so.
Because you'll like.
I mean, I've definitely, after breaking up, like fucking listen to some sad music.
Right, sad music.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like, totally acceptable in my opinion. Like I've definitely gone to music to console myself, but like specifically,
I don't know if it ever consoled me. I feel like it was more just I wallowed in it, and it like felt great for a little bit.
Yeah, that's. See, that's the meaning of life right there. That's like, that's the words that the Carl Jung and Nietzsche shit, like the embracing the darkness.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Who else said that the other day? I was watching someone that said that, like, yes. Oh, dude, oh, it was Fonzie on that Barry show with Bill Hader. Fonzie's Bill Hader's acting coach in Barry.
Okay.
And one of his acting notes is like, use the pain. Use it and don't sit in it. This is like one of like the... I agree with that. But yeah, so that's kind of it. Like the idea of listening to music to kind of really embrace, like sad music to embrace... Or to just make yourself cry. If you just like, you want to cry and you can't, or you want to like...
I was talking to Britton about this very like subject, and I'm just going to ask you, because me and her immediately both agreed on it.
Sure.
What do you think is the sad love song of our generation? The one fucking jam.
Oh, X Factor.
It is fucking X Factor.
Yeah, X Factor for sure. Yeah. 100%.
Like, easy, right? Like, how easy was that?
No. I think we've spoken about that before. I think we both, like, independently had, like... I don't know if it's... I know you definitely brought that up, like, a long time ago.
It's, like, so good.
But, I mean, me too. I had that same feeling. It's like, yeah, every time.
You heard the Drake song where he... Where they sample it?
No.
No? It's, like, newest hit?
No, I haven't. I haven't been keeping up with Drake, man. I've been keeping up with... I don't know how, like, the only Drake I've been keeping up with is what he looks like on the courtside at the Raptors games.
Yeah.
Right? And who he's with.
Who is he with?
No, just like at the time, like just who he's sharing his three other seats with. That's
fucked
up, man.
Who's he got?
Oh, I didn't recognize anybody. But I think the most relevant topic of conversation around this, all that right now is, do you still like his music right now? And do you still believe like in him as an artist right now?
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you think future Kanye West is going to be good as past Kanye West?
I haven't been interested in a second, you know what I mean? Like, pretty much since Yeezus, I haven't been interested. Like, I never really listened to the Pablo one either.
Oh, yeah, there's Pablo. I didn't listen to Yeezus. And Pablo was, like... Pablo was Chance the Rapper's verse on Ultra Light Beam.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what
Pablo... It really was.
Yeah.
It was him basically saying, like, look, guys, Chance the Rapper is going to take it from here, right? I'm going to descend into fucking madness, if that's okay.
Yeah. Yo, but descend into madness, but, like, fucking make music. Like, release some shit that's, like, you know, people could judge you for. Like, right now, people
It's coming.
Yeah, yeah. But He might be too far gone, man. Like, people are judging him on everything else but his music. And, like, I don't know. I would rather be judged on, like, whack music than, like, whack personality.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's two new songs. You could go hear them.
Right now? They're dropped?
Yeah, yeah. There's the one with T.I.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And there's another one that is instrumental for one minute and 45 seconds. And then he goes, poop-de-scoop. Poop-de-poop-de-poop-de-scoop.
What?
Poop-de-poop-de-poop-de-scoop.
What?
Scoop-de-poop-poop-poop-poop-poop. And then he does it
fire,
like 45 seconds, and the song ends.
That's so funny. Yo, I listened to an interview with Schoolboy Q, and he was saying that, like, when he gave, like, for that part, when he gave Kanye West, like, the track to get a thing, and, like, the Kanye verse came back, and his verse was like, okay, 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 okay.
Yeah, yeah.
He was like, fuck. Kanye gave me some fucking weird shit. Like, then listen to it again. He's like, oh shit, that shit.
No, I like that verse.
Yo, he says now he can't perform it without doing Kanye's verse because, like, it's the hottest part of the song.
It's the verse.
Yeah, yeah, it's the song. It's like the song.
Yeah, yeah.
But I like that. I like the idea of, like, you know, you send away for a Kanye West verse, and then, like, the first, like, he's saying literal poopty scoop?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Poopity poop.
That's so funny.
Variations on that shit.
Well, Wayne did it successfully, man. Wayne got fucking blasted off into space and then made a whole bunch of art out of it.
Yeah, but this isn't art. This is Eminem. He's turning into Eminem over here. It's like, what is this?
So who's the new Kanye West?
I don't even go to Eminem for my Eminem. You know what I mean?
Shit, who you go to for your Eminem?
Fuck, there's this kid on the radio.
Yeah.
He sounds exactly like
Eminem.
Oh,
you showed me this kid. Yeah.
I'll go to him for my Eminem.
I also want to shout out to any of the futuristic entrepreneurs out there that are getting into the marijuana business, is that we're open for sponsorships. What are you smoking on today?
Oh, I'm smoking some Liberty Haze.
Liberty Haze.
But the thing is, I cut my weed with, like,
shake.
Yeah, with shake. This one's like good shake. It's fucking, I don't know, it was like three strains. So it's like a cocktail. Smoking a cocktail.
Man, I've been getting into weed now. For, like, cause now that it's gonna be legal in Canada, like, I wanna know a little bit more about it before, like, everyone else, like, starts acting like it's wine all of a sudden. You know what I mean? When you go to dinner parties and they're like, oh, you wanna smoke a 89 indica or
yeah, me, I was never down for pretension anyway, so I tell those people to fuck off.
yo, fuck off in your fucking Cabernet. Well, the movie I was talking about was Force Majeure.
Yeah,
Force
yeah.
Majeure. And off air, what Mike and I were talking about was, well, I mean, I'm not going to explain the plot of the movie. You guys go watch the movie. But basically, my understanding of it, it had to deal with...
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't think we need to rehash the conversation, but...
But it has to do with the idea that when push comes to shove, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It's your fight or flight mechanism is going to take it over, and you have no idea what's going to happen when that happens. And the added point that we were talking about is that with men, I mean, I think the pressure is still there to fight instead of flight. You know, it's an inherent pressure that's still built into us as a society. Like, someone's going to look down on you as a man if you run away from danger as opposed to stand and fight it.
Yeah, but how much do you internalize that? You know what I mean?
I've never really thought about it, actually, until I saw this movie, which was last night. So what do you mean by internalizing?
Well, like, how much do you internalize it? It's really only applicable to yourself. You know what I mean?
Oh, like this specific, like... Well, no, I mean, like, you're like, a man too, right? Like, in society, like... You know what I mean? You're like how, I guess it's like how you internalize it. Like, how do you feel about.
Well, like fucking, I don't know, maybe 6 years ago or something. I was coming out of Crowbar and it was late at night. I had a drink in my hand and I was like just walking home. And I walked by this dude who's like really getting aggressive with these two chicks. And I remember, and I was like, whoa, like, that's bad news. And I just kept walking or whatever. And then this guy's like, what did you say? And he came at me, and he, like, started swinging on me. And he, like, hit me once. And I really just wasn't, like, nearly in the mood. And it wasn't anything crazy. So, like, I didn't do anything.
Right.
And then the next day, I was like, what the fuck? Like, why didn't I do something about that? But then I realized how fucking ridiculous that is.
And totally. And that's what the movie was about, essentially, is the male consciousness being able to come to terms with the fact that...
Yeah, but what you said about the movie is it was like an avalanche or something?
Yes.
Yeah.
He was with his family.
I know, but you can't protect them in any way. That is literally just that you are willing to let them die alone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is like weird. That's just weird.
Yeah, it's cowardice.
Yeah, it's just...
But yeah, no, totally. I've been in the same situation where it's like fight or flight and like, you know what I mean? I didn't... It's like you've seen it done before where you see like someone, like some embarrassing thing happen to someone who's socially awkward and then they spend the next like day like... reliving it and rehashing it in their head.
Yeah.
Like wondering. I've been in that position too where like a fight's popped off or something, like something where I could have done something like, I guess, quote unquote, more heroic or more like, you know, like a, you know, which is all like associated with masculinity anyways, like something, you know, step up and be a man in this situation type of thing. And I didn't. And I took the passive way of like just not reacting, but like the inaction. And I felt the same way, like where I like woken up the next day and been like, oh dude, I went to a house party.
Yeah, but I mean, I wouldn't, that was the only, like, that was me discovering this feeling, kind of like I never felt that before. Like I didn't, like I just don't internalize that kind of shit, you know what I mean? It's like I don't think, like, that has nothing to do with your manhood.
Oh, no, obviously not. Like, yeah. I mean, it never, like, I was never brought up to be, like, you know, like a man, like a RM, you know what I mean? Like a man's man, and, like, to have, like, you know, aggressiveness associated with masculinity. Like, it's always been, like, more.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at all the masculinity markers, they turn you into a fucking, like, asshole.
So I was telling you fucking before my uncle bought me a guitar.
Yeah. Are you gonna like, you gonna get into it? You gonna give it a good sailor's try?
A sailor's try? You know what? Yes. 100% yes. The reason why I got it though was there was like, he's like my musician uncle who I've kind of revered as like a, like one of my, I guess, like role models, I guess, from when I was a kid. Always totally like intimidated me because he was the only musician in the family and he'd freak out when I touch his guitar case.
Yeah.
But apparently 2 years ago, someone had mentioned to him that I wanted to learn how to play guitar.
Yeah.
Which has never been true.
Yeah.
I've never said like, yo, I want to like learn how to play guitar.
Yeah.
So I show up at my grandparents this weekend, and for my birthday, he given me a guitar. And I heard Jason wanted to play, learn how to play guitar, and he gave me like, but it's like, which I found was like an incredibly sweet gift.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, for, like from him. But so now I feel like I kind of one have like a little a bit of an obligation to learn how to play it.
Yeah,
and two, I want to try it because. From what I've like, I've had it for the last couple of days, and I'm just kind of sat around and noodled with it while thinking about other shit. And if you kind of like approach it like an instrument like that, where it's like you're not putting so much pressure on yourself to learn it, as opposed to just kind of having it in your hands as something to,
yeah,
you know, make sounds with. I found that like as soon as I switched my thinking about it, it made it fun.
Yeah,
instead of something like, oh, it's gonna take me forever to learn how to play this. And I don't think enough people have that approach when they kind of get a musical instrument. Like, when you buy a musical instrument, your intention is to learn how to play it, I guess. It's not just to, like, oh, I'm going to keep it around to, like, make sounds with, you know?
Yeah, but, I mean, only people who are going to appreciate that are, like, people who make music. Like, if you're just trying to play music, then you got to learn how to play it.
Yeah.
Like, I want to play fucking Nirvana at the bonfire, bro. So I got to know how to play this guitar. I can't just noodle around.
Shit. Nirvana at the bonfire. Chapter 8.
Yeah, yeah.
Nirvana at the bonfire.
Tracy was real torn up when Kurt died.
Smells like Teen Spirit. It's a trigger for Tracy. Yeah. It's gonna trigger Tracy. How do you feel about triggers?
Trigger Tracy.
Oh,
that's a punk band.
Nice. So fucked up that this is so recent too. Like, I mean, it made me feel so uncomfortable when I go over to like my friends' places where their parents were kind of like their fathers were. Kind of instilling this,
yeah, yeah,
kind of like aggressive sense of masculinity into their like kids or whatever. That's would totally carry over into their behavior.
Yeah, of course, of course.
Which is this is the same seed that like grows into homophobia, and it grows into like just like bigotry and sexism.
Yeah, everything. Just general self-harm.
Yeah, totally. Well, the self-harm comes as like you're kind of wrestling intellectually, you're like emotionally with like a false idea of like what you think you're supposed to be in order to like gain your esteem from, you know, your gender. This is weird.
Have you spoken to your parents about your separation anxiety?
Well, they knew as a kid. Like, they didn't understand what it was when I was a kid and this was happening. Like, I don't think I've ever spoken to them and said, you know what, that was, like, when I was a kid, I realized now that that was separation anxiety.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, when I was a kid, like, they never really addressed it with me. The closest I came to it is that I did confide in my dad that I was scared that he was gonna die.
Yeah.
In like the last couple of years, and that was kind of like I mentioned to him now, like I'm pretty sure that that has something to do with the same feelings. Like I felt the same when I think about like one of my parents dying. It's the same feelings that come up. I remember when I was a kid and experiencing like severe separation anxiety.
Yeah, but have you spoken to any of them as far as what role they may have played in the formation of it. You know what I mean?
No, I haven't.
No?
No, I haven't. I've talked to a therapist about it, and they have never addressed it in that way. It was more about, you know, like, it's about you. They don't, like...
Yeah, yeah.
But that's an interesting
question.
I don't
know if it's something that you necessarily have to do.
No, but, like, I've never even thought about it until you brought it up. And, like, it, like, now that I'm thinking about it, like, they're... I mean...
Oh, hi. Have you ever wondered whether Tiger Woods has a huge knobber? Whether drones have souls in the classical sense? If the lasers really went to the Barbie Museum, if there even really is a Barbie Museum? Well, you may be eligible for the Lasers on the Ride sponsorship program. Head to patreon.com/lasersontheride to learn more. That's patreon.com/lasersontheride.
How do you feel about triggers? See, this is a cool thing. Like, I'm going to introduce these thoughts as, like, you know, like all these progressive ideas that, like, didn't exist when we were teenagers, that we had to, like, suffer through the judgment and, like, the harsh realities of, like, ignorance. Like, it's fun being our age right now and be like, so what do you think of the concept of triggers?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, what do you mean? What's...
Well, that's... It's now polite, or I guess polite. It's a decorum in society now to be empathetic to people's, you know, things that might trigger other people into experiencing, like, PTSD from, like, a past trauma. Or,
oh, shit. I didn't even know that was, like...
Like, you never read anything online where it's like, I'm about to tell you a story, trigger alert, this involves, you know, sexual abuse or...
Oh, no, I've only seen it used along the lines of, you know, like, oh, you're real triggered.
Yeah, that's it. That's the same thing. Like, you.
Well, no, they usually use that as, like, an attack against, like... socially aware people, you know what I mean? Like, oh, don't get triggered. Whoa. But like, I'm shooting my guns tonight.
That gets confusing when you start talking about guns, because then you've got that literal trigger, right?
Yeah,
you
know, no, that was,
but like, yeah,
that's a clever
little, there's something there. Yeah,
clever confederate.
There's something in, that's my new thing. Is that if I say something, like, instead of actually, like, taking the time to think of the joke, I'll just be like, there's something there.
Yeah. Like you're constantly writing a sitcom.
Yeah. No, there's something there.
Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah, no.
We'll circle back around to that.
You know, I don't, like, I know my brother now. He has a kid. And he just is, like, his, like, second year being a father. And he's a product of divorce, and he has a fucked up relationship with his dad. And he, now that he has a kid, he's looking back on the way his dad, he was treated by his father, and he's like, what the fuck? Like, I have a kid now. Like, I'm making these decisions for myself now, and I can never, ever, like, think about doing this shit to my son. You know what I mean? Like, the inattention to it, or, like, the...
Yeah.
That whole thing.
Most people's parents were terrible. There's, like, just that. That's a fucking fact. Where your mind is, drop a pin, what's the coordinates? You might have a fortune, but you lose me, you still gonna be misfortunate, nigga. Tell me, this love's got you this fucked up in the head? You want some random bitch up in your bed? She don't even know your middle name. Watch her, cause she might steal your chain. You don't want someone who love you instead? I guess not, though. It's blame, disrespect. You nothing like the nigga I met. Talk to me crazy and you quick to forget. You even got me tripping. You got me looking in the mirror different. Thinking I'm flawed because you inconsistent. Between a rock and a hard place, the mud and the dirt is gone. Hurt me to hate you, but loving you's worse. It all stopped so abrupt, you started switching it up. Teach me to be like you so I cannot give a fuck. Free to mess with someone else, I wish these feelings can melt. Cause you don't care about a thing except your motherfucking self. You make me sick, nigga. I got into a conversation with a very well-read and progressive girl about the concept of trigger, like being triggered, like, you know. Okay, yeah.
And she was, I mean, I agree with it to an extent, but like I was kind of playing the devil's advocate too and trying to like work out my own, you know, thoughts about it. And I think just the devil's advocate is like, there's a limit to how considerate I want to be, you know, and how empathetic I want to be. You know, like I feel like I'm an empathic person.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like if by circumstance I'm in an environment where there's someone that I don't know, you know, I don't know their history, and it's like I'm expressing myself in a certain way.
Yeah, yeah.
And whatever I do or say might trigger this person. I don't think it's my responsibility to, like, I mean, obviously, this is obviously coming from a place, like, where you're not saying anything sexist or racist or hurtful or violent or anything like that, but...
Yeah.
You know? That was my devil's advocate, is, like, you know, I don't know anybody. Like, if I were to sense...
What is she talking about? Like, I don't even understand.
Like, say if you're at a party, right? Yeah, the example would be you're at a party and you're, like, you know, 10 people are sitting in the living room.
Okay.
And people are sharing stories.
All right.
And then you share a story about something that involves a mugging, right?
Okay, yeah.
But, like, Trigger Tracy, you know, was, like, mugged and raped last year.
Okay, yeah.
Right? You know what I mean? And someone says, like, stop telling that story. Tracy's going to get triggered.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, should I have to stop saying that story or should Tracy just leave the room? Like, if that's, like, a personal thing to her.
Well, I mean, so this is, like, a real awesome story?
What? Yeah, I guess at the time if I'm... Well, oh, shit. Let me just think about that for a second.
Yeah,
you're saying, like, you're evaluating... Say if the story was, like, a 5 on 10, then maybe you should be considerate to Tracy's fucking triggering Tracy. But if the story's, like, a 10... Like a,
well, I just wonder.
Fuck, for the sake of our argument, it's an awful story.
Okay. Well, I mean, in that case, you just decide what it means to you. It's like you shouldn't be instilling any kind of fucking, like, hate or ignorance, basically.
That's probably a good rule. That's a hard and fast rule number one.
But I mean, other than that, like, you don't have to do anything, I feel like.
Yeah, unconditional love. And, you know, it's safety. As a parent, you need to make your kids feel safe.
Yeah,
and make them
course.
Feel loved.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are two things.
You have to be there.
You have to be there. You have
to pay attention. Mm.
So, the term being a good father, right? He's a bad father. He's a good father.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that concept's intertwined with masculinity?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I'm just thinking about it. Well, I was just thinking about it when we're saying, like, well, you know, what constitutes being a good parent? Like, if those are the barriers, right? And, like, you know, people should say more often, like, you're not being a good parent, right? But that's not what people say. You're not being a good father is what people say. Like, usually because the father's absent.
Yeah.
Fair
enough.
Otherwise, it's, you know, I wonder if anyone ever says that. Like, I think the majority is that, but it's like, you're not being a good father. Does that mean anything? Like, you're not instilling any male, concrete male values into your child? Because it feels like that. I never hear you're not being a good parent. You're not being you're not being a good mother. What was not being a good mother as opposed to? But you never hear you're not being a good father because you don't cook for the kids.
No.
You know, like, you're not being. I've heard you're not being a good mother because I'm giving you child support money and you're not cooking for the kids.
Yeah, you're not being a good mother because. Did you go out twice this week? What is that shit?
Yeah, that's the one you hear when you're not being a good mother. You're out with your friends.
Yeah, yeah.
That's intertwined with jealousy. Is not being a good mother. It's always like you're out with God knows who, God knows when. Fuck. I bet you can answer every fucking question like that. That's gonna be my new go-to. Like, when someone comes to you for advice on something, you just go with it. What it means to you, you know?
Yeah, I was talking to Burton about this too. It was fucking like, I think most people, she didn't agree with me, but like, I think most people don't want advice. They're literally probably just going to do what they want to do. So that really is my advice from now on, pretty much. It's like, I don't like, just do it, whatever it is, man.
I think people confuse the search for advice with the search for someone to listen to them and acknowledge them. That's what I think.
Yeah.
I think that for the majority of the time, that's when someone comes up and asks...
I would definitely agree with that. Yeah, yeah.
So that's where the misconception happens. Like, you know, if I come to you for, like, you know, I ask you what your thoughts on something are, you know, I think the person that's like kind of starting this whole weird, yeah, no, I agree with you this, like, and no, they're not asking for real advice there.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'll get into like relationship arguments about that when the girl that I'm seeing wants to give me unsolicited advice when I'm trying to explain to her, I'm telling her something about something that I feel that's like, you know, a problem that I'm having or something weird that's happening that like isn't making me feel good. And instead of them listening to me, they give me unsolicited advice.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I think that's just how tied they are. You know what I mean?
Totally. Totally. And then you have to remind them, like, no, I'm not here asking for advice. I'm here to get this out of my head, you know? I think LeBron's unstoppable.
He always kills Toronto.
Destroys
them. Just, it's part of his thing.
Yo, just fucking, he knows every single player by name. He knows every bench player by name.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how, like...
He's a fan, man.
He's a fan. He's watching the game tapes.
Yeah, exactly.
There's just one highlight they keep showing, like, to, like, in prep for the, for like, the series. And it's just one, LeBron standing outside the three-point line, and Serge Ibaka's covering him. He's got kind of got a hand in his face. LeBron has enough time to, like, fucking just spin the ball in his hand as if he was just waiting for, like...
That was fucking amazing.
And then jacks the three.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Yo.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, I think he's unstoppable. And this storyline's weird too about him being like his age factoring into everything. Like that, like I rarely hear a LeBron James compliment without someone saying like he's still doing it at this point in his career.
Yeah, well it's crazy that he's still doing it at this point in his career.
Mm.
Like
yeah, I guess. I have a hard time like evaluating that with athletes though. Like time just flies when it comes to athletes. Like, you know, you realize someone's been in the league for like a decade or something. Like,
no, that's just real time.
Yeah.
That's what you're not realizing.
Oh. Yeah. Wonder if science has ever looked into that. Why time is just flying by so fast. You know?
Yeah, actually.
It's like, it just seems like, you know?
It just seems like it keeps going.
Wake up. Yo, that'd be crazy. You gotta do the sequel to that. Woke up, Mr. West.
So is then he, you have to do it.
Yeah?
Yeah, you have to wake him up.
Yeah, but that's it. Is now like. Like, are you allowed to say that you're woke when you're. Like. Right wing and like talking about like stuff that's like other people are not aware of, but is also like there's truth everywhere, right?
No, I don't think so. Is there?
I just said it out loud, so probably. I don't know. Like, I mean, truth, like, we're talking about the objective truth.
Yeah.
Not the subjective truth.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's truth in racism, there's truth in sexism, there's truth in bigotry. Like, there's some truth there. even if you don't like it,
what's the truth?
Well, I don't know. I'm just like kind of like sexism.
You know, what's the truth?
I'm riffing right now, guys. I'm riffing just in case our audience wants to write a letter before I finish this thought. This is like a workshop in this. Okay, so saying sexism, where's the truth in sexism?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you have to be a sexist first. What would a sexist find? Like, what's the honest thing in sexist? By and large, women's physical composition is not built to withstand heavy labor.
Okay.
The majority.
Yeah.
Is that a truth?
Yeah.
It's a fact.
Yeah. So, but where's the sexism in it?
Well, if you say that a certain way, it's sexist. No?
No, I don't think so.
Like, that's not a woman's job. That's the truth in that. Is like you say, like a woman gets hired, applies to a factory. She's 5'3", you know, like a...
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Diminutive...
Yeah, well, I mean, it depends what the job is. Like, what, she can't, can't work a forklift or...
No,
listen. She can't, like, press a button on a fucking machine.
These are the lines because you're not sexist, right? These are not the, like, the... No one thinks past that if you're sexist. If you're sexist, you're just
Well, that's what I mean. There's no truth to it. It's just, like, I don't know.
But the truth is that the majority of women are not physically strong enough to handle stuff that men have traditionally been able to do. Right? Yeah. That's a sexist truth, right?
But it's not sexist unless you say it about something where it's not true. You know what I mean? Like if you say women can't be police officers, it's like, why?
Yeah.
Like the minute you're scared, you just shoot someone, so like they can do that. Shit, 90, huh? That's crazy.
Yeah, man.
It's a long ass time.
Fucking.
That, what's 20, 27?
Well, when do you realistically start, like, you know what I mean, like thinking about, like, dying of natural causes? 65, 7 years old, you know?
Jesus Christ, was he in, like, World War II?
No.
No?
No, he wasn't. He was a. He was like an engineer.
Okay. Yeah. But no, I just mean like he's of the age. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If he was
when
young.
When was World War II?
I don't know, man.
Fucking like, thank you very much. Thank
like
you.
42.
I'm glad. I'm giving you a round of applause for that because it's like I am. That's like one of these things. I hate history.
Yeah.
I'm just no good at like remembering dates. Like,
yeah.
To me, like war dates are so insignificant to me.
I don't know, man. Especially back then. I mean, this is huge. The World War II and World War I shaped the fucking world. Like, modern wars, I agree, aren't the same fucking thing. But those are like...
those are the biggies.
These are world wars, man. You know what I mean? Like, it was the fucking world.
Yeah, so what's Kanye West's truth in this now? Like, his truth that he's hiding behind is freedom of thought, right?
Yeah, well, I think he just likes the idea that you could just, I don't know, say and do whatever. You know what I mean?
He could say and do whatever, though. That's what's fucked up.
No, kind of like everyone can. It's just like, whatever, right?
But then, until it starts marginalizing people and starts hurting people, right?
Yeah, well, that's exactly what he's doing.
That's like, has it crossed over there yet? For like has, let's say this comes out and it's just like it is a marketing thing where he's kind of like flipped it, like, yo, this was art, man. Like, I'm trying to like put a spotlight on Donald Trump's whatever. You
well,
know?
I mean, I think he already is doing that because in between all this weird shit, he's like putting out the text messages that, you know, John Legend are sending him, He's putting out these videos of him calling John Legend in and playing him new songs.
This is all content for him.
Yeah, it's all like content. Like all of it is content.
Well, like, I mean, Donald Trump is putting a lot of money in a lot of people's pockets. You know, like,
I don't know anything about that shit.
Well, if people are getting views off of,
okay, yeah,
hashtagging
the celebrity,
the celebrity of them, yeah, right? Yeah. So I mean, it's just like reappropriating the N word, like saying like, yo, this is something that is like obviously detrimental to us as a culture, like or detrimental to Black people as a culture, and like, you know, we're gonna take that and we're gonna use it to empower us.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like, I'm going to take a racist, incompetent president and I'm going to use him to empower myself, you know, by using him to get myself more hits, more views, more notoriety, which will, like, in turn get me more money.
Yeah.
You know?
But, like, okay. So you're saying that Black people allowed themselves to be slaves so you make more money? Like, okay.
No, like, no. Yeah, that's hilarious.
Evening, sir. It's you again, huh? You got any more questions? Oh, you do? Okay. Where'd the lasers go for a year? Well, that's a long story, best saved for someone's memoirs. All I know is you can head to patreon.com/lasersontheride to make sure it never happens again. That's patreon.com/lasersontheride.
This is fucking wild. And yeah, was it a Carl Quinn bit when he's saying like, yo, it's like in Germany, like Germany, yeah, it's the whole world. And it's like Germany, like fucking literally almost conquered the entire world.
I know. The world was feeble back then.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, like you were saying about, like your theory about, like, art and shit today. And, like, you know, your, like, image and appearance and just, like, kind of just saying you are something and then you could become it. Because it's just, like, everything. That's what everyone does. The same thing, I guess, like, back then. Too, you know, it'd be like, we're powerful enough to take over your country.
No, but then you had to
show and prove.
Yeah, they had a crazy fucking army.
Did anyone talk about how they got that crazy army? Like, how good, like, were they talented?
Yeah, they were talented soldiers, like well trained soldiers, led by fucking smart ass fucking people.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's the fact that no one says about the Nazis.
Well, I mean, obviously, like, how successful were they?
Super successful.
It took, like, I don't know how many dead fucking Russians to beat the Germans.
I'm just thinking, is that what he thinks he's doing? Like, is that what he... Do you think he's, like, kind of, like, flipping Donald Trump like that? Like, yo, I'm gonna make Donald Trump, like, use him and hustle him so I can make money off of it.
Well, I mean, part of this content gravy train he's created is that John Legend, T.I., all these people involved then go off and talk about it, too. You know what I mean? And from what they say, like, no, he actually likes Donald Trump. He likes Donald Trump because he just says whatever the fuck he wants. And he respects his brashness and his boldness and that he did the impossible. He made himself president.
Well, in that case, if that's the case, then Kanye West is a fucking idiot.
He is. He's being just a straight-up idiot.
Man, I don't know how many dead fucking Russians it took to clean up fucking Atwater, you know what I mean? Between Atwater and Guy.
I don't either.
No, man. How many dead Russians? See, all this shit I don't even know. Germans killed mad Russians? Is that what happened?
Yeah, of course.
I thought they were always like, I don't want to even speak on this.
No, I just mean as far as soldiers.
Yeah, exactly. The fucking pure-ass soldier G.I. Joe skills.
Russia beat the Nazis on just pure account that it had so many fucking soldiers.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That's all. They just threw soldiers at them. It's like...
numbers game.
Yeah. Like, they had the whole Soviet Empire. Like, you know what I mean? It's Germany, after all.
Yeah.
They literally only had so many people.
And they killed... they killed half of them anyways.
Yeah, like, oh,
fuck, we should have kept those...
Yeah.
Kept those Jewish fellas. They might have been... They might have been great fighters.
Imagine how far they would have got if they would, like... got over that Jewish thing.
Yeah, totally. Well, I mean, was Americans were... Weren't they non-employing women at the time? World War II?
No, I don't think so.
Was it that we're looking for you with the whole, like back home? Like, were they making bombs and shit?
They were in the factories and all that.
So, they found a use for them?
Yeah, but exactly. That brought women into the workforce. You know, that happened because of the war.
Oh, fuck. Just thinking that, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's the one-up that they had on the Germans, is that they, like, employed their marginalized instead of killing them.
Yeah, essentially, yeah.
But, so, which is like, you know, like...
if they would just kill all these bitches like they wanted to, it would have been a fair fight.
But, like, then, like an idiot to the point where it's like, you cannot call him a genius at all. Not even his music. Like, I will not separate that someone with that type of, like, ignorant perspective with being a good artist. Like, I can't separate his music and his personality at that point. You know what I mean? I think it will cloud over a lot of his artists. Like, this shit is bullshit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm gonna listen. Like, I will now listen to his new shit to see if it's any good. You know what I mean? Because it is, it's crazy. It's just weird shit. It's like, but I mean, it's not crazy in the way when he was clearly having a breakdown. It's crazy that he would be this guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, yes and no. Like, yes, like, it's fucked up that Kanye West would be this guy. Like, but... I mean, when you put their personality traits together, side by side, it's like,
yeah, of course,
you know what I mean? Of course, they're like kindred spirits. What do they call it? What do you call each other? They're wolf brothers or something?
No, they both dragon brothers.
Oh my god,
dragon blood.
Oh my god, that was some Charlie Sheen.
Dragon energy.
They
both have dragon energy.
Oh, yo, that was so funny.
Yeah, it's amazing. Man.
That's like some Charlie Sheen. This is like some rich guy. I want to know what kind of fucking, what they're smoking. Like, what kind of rich, like, fucking shit this is that, like, makes all these people, like...
This is a mind break, man. This is, like, psyche stuff. And then he put out... I don't know if it was Instagram or Twitter or whatever, but he put out a picture of a dude, and the message was, "This is a picture of the man who killed my mother while doing plastic surgery, and I'm gonna make this my next album cover."
What?
Yeah.
So I haven't been able to scratch the surface of like this kind of peripheral, like residual shit that happens.
There's
like,
so much.
It's like everything Kanye West does is like the ground zero of like the atom bomb, right? Like, I haven't been able to get close to like fucking ground zero yet. And, like, this, that's the craziest shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Album cover, straight up. What's the picture of? Is it like of him and his family?
It's just a
headshot.
Yeah, just like a.
Well, I would choose like, you know what? Fuck.
He responded like, "Oh, I've never been on an album cover before, but also please don't fucking do that."
Yeah, that was a real sigh. Just let
yeah.
Joke sigh. I thought even once something that did happen to me in my parking lot is I was with my dad and my brother when I was a kid, and my brother slammed his finger in the car door and it got locked.
Oh, that's disgusting.
So you know what I did in that situation?
No,
I freaked the fuck out and I ran away. I ran right for the mall doors.
Yeah.
That was like my fucking
funny. That's a hilarious reaction.
Yeah, I ran back, right back too. But like, yeah, you know, like when someone tells you like a joke, like on like BT, like Def Comedy now.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, joke that's so yeah, funny. You get it, you see it, you run. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's kind of like what I did, but only
that's
like,
hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's a moment I had to evaluate myself. Like, oh shit, like this, that was a moment of.
Yeah, but it's also like, so like you're a little kid, mm-hmm, and your pops, who was it?
Well, my pops. Yeah,
your
yeah,
pops slammed the kid's fucking.
No, my brother slammed his.
Okay, yeah, yeah. But it's like, what are you gonna do in that situation?
Well, I mean, you get like. Ideally, what I would have wanted to do, yeah, looking back on it, was probably stick around and try and find a rational solution to how, like my dad did it. Like he was there for a kid.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like there was the first time in my moment where, like, a moment in my life where, like, something like that happened to me, and I did have to come back and, like, you know, like, am I that type of person? You know, am I that type of person? Like, fight. Another time, instance, I'm in a hotel meeting my brother because my brother's in town, he's staying in a hotel. I go up to the fifth floor wherever he's at, and I turn the corner, and he's there. Like, it scares the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Didn't run. I froze.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
I didn't hit him. I didn't run, but I froze.
Yeah.
So, like, he's a cop, so he gets trained with, like, the fight, flight, or freeze kind of type of thing. He's like, ah, you're a freezer. Remember I was saying before about, like, how dreams, like, I heard that dreams aren't supposed to be kind of analyzed and they're supposed to be left kind of in your subconscious because that's the way your body's supposed to be working. That, to me, reminded me of, like, kind of how people are documenting their lives now with social media. It's like, you know, if that's what that is with dreams, then, like, the idea that people are documenting and being so introspective on this kind of like outsider's perspective of their life just via them taking pictures of themselves or someone else taking pictures of them,
yeah,
and posting it and then looking at that interpretation of their identity, you know what I mean? That the thing with the dreams kind of brought me there and to like evaluate how healthy that is for your own psyche is to kind of create an identity, a visual identity of yourself, you know, through your either your arts or your like photographs or whatever, and then use that to influence who you feel you are, who you think about, like, about yourself. And that kind of reminds me of Kanye West. That kind of reminds me of, like, you know what I mean? That's where you kind of get fucked up. I mean, Eastern philosophy, like, they talk about how identity is, like, needless. It's, like, counterproductive, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I truly believe it. Like, I think that's part of the reason why, like, some people kind of get fucked up like this. It's just this weird... It's the times that we live in, right? But, like, you know, have you ever, like, been in a room where there's two mirrors facing each other?
Yeah, yeah.
And you look in one mirror, and then you can see, like, an infinite,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
back
yeah,
and forth. That's, like, that's how I kind of feel like Kanye West is. It's just, like, a mirror of him looking at himself that just goes on for infinity, and then...
Yeah, well, that would definitely drive someone insane.
Totally. I remember going to a barbershop when I was a kid, and it was like that, where I'd sit in a barber's chair, and, like, there was the mirror in front of me, and then the guy was doing hair behind me, and... Drove me fucking insane. Ran out of there with some scissors in my hand. Got arrested in the mall parking lot.
Oh, shit.
That was a lie. I just lied there. That never happened to me.
Yeah, I didn't get arrested. Yeah, I don't know.
Fight, flight, or freeze. Rats are like that.
Yeah.
It's a corner of a rat, they'll jump at your throat.
I would never corner a rat.
Fuck, I'm so scared of rats.
Yeah, I'm irrationally scared of rats.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I don't know about a rat. Like, I'm really scared of rats too. So I don't know. Me telling you it's irrational, it's a valid thing. But yeah, totally, man.
No, it's irrational.
Irrational or rational?
No, it's irrational.
Oh, I think it's generational trauma. That's what I think.
Generational trauma, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, it's still irrational, even if it's generational trauma. That's a nice theory, though.
What, like in the 20s or like whenever?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Like, they're fucking terrible. They ravaged fucking the countryside, the cities, and fucking everything.
Totally, man. Yeah. Totally. Uncalled for. I remember going to New York and being in the subway in New York and, like.
Yeah, yeah.
I couldn't think about anything else other than, like, how many rats are around me.
But I mean, it's irrational at this point. It's like, at this point, as long as you can fight this rat off, you're all right.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's also rational, like, how old are you going to be before you stop, like, being scared of rats? Like, you know, things like that. Like,
yeah. Like, that's what I mean. Like, at some point, we're just, you're a creature on Earth.
Yeah, with the other.
And if you got to fight something, it's like, if it's a rat, like, I think you could beat up a fucking rat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know, get a quick shot after.
They're pretty quick, pretty quick, dude.
Yeah, they're quick.
Fucking little faces.
It might be gruesome. You might have to do things you never thought you'd do.
Oh, dude. My friend worked at a restaurant. I remember going in there once, and nobody was able to take the rat away. There was a rat in the restaurant. I was the resident man that was in the restaurant at the time, and I had to take the rat out of the trap.
Yeah.
Fuck, man. Do you look like Tony Soprano? It's like a Tony Soprano rat. I could smell like the pasta primavera on its breath. Like a fat belly. Yeah, it was dead. Yeah. Of course it was dead. It, like the rat trap got him right on the neck too.
Yeah.
Oh, yo, it's the first I of the season.
Wow. You said, yo, check it out.